Welcome back from San Diego Comic-Con. We are barely awake and not nearly recovered. But we have a whole lot of things to share with you guys tonight about our awesome weekend down in San Diego, including everything we saw, everything we bought, and everything we experienced. It's going to be a whole lot of fun tonight, so stay tuned.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's The Con Guy.
You can do it, Jim.
I am so tired. Oh, look at Bob Odenkirk's on the couch.
Wow.
That's
so glad you could be here.
Welcome to tonight's after show of the San Diego Comic-Con, or we should call this the Hangover Recovery Show. We have had such a weekend. Starting last Tuesday for some of us, Wednesday night for preview night, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm trying to keep a voice through the show. We have had quite a time, and all of us have just gotten back. All of us are exhausted, and we can't wait to share everything with you.
You haven't eaten, slept, or showered, or shaved in a week, right?
We're all wearing hats. We have no time to bathe and groom ourselves. My name is Jim. I'm the managing editor here at theconguy.com. We cover everything Comic-Con, and so we have a lot to share with you guys tonight. Who is here with me?
Hey, I'm Derek. I'm a contributing writer to theconguy.com, and I'm not nearly as tired as Jim because I got back at a decent hour last night.
I'm Katie. I don't even know how to introduce myself at this point. I'm here, but I don't know how here I actually am. So
she played Zelda today.
Yeah,
I did. I took a vacation day, so thankfully I'm rested. But
I'm Isaac Woodby, and I'm the owner and creative director of Monster Truck Ninja. And
he's got a very cool story I can't wait to tell you guys about.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
Who's on the couch?
I am Greg Sadler. I'm this day comic book expert, I think they said.
Grant leads me into my comic book fandom. He's my spirit guide.
And X-Files.
And X-Files. He introduced me to the world of X-Files, so I owe a lot to Greg. And what is this?
And I'm Saul Goodman here on the special Con Guy show. Just kidding. It's Cheeseman on the couch here from theconguy.com.
Oh, man,
had
you got
fooled.
Me.
Better Call Saul. Great panel. And Breaking Bad. Amazing.
That mask is so convincing.
I love that. One of my favorite moments of the entire weekend was the Breaking Bad and the Better Call Saul panels back to back. It was awesome. We'll talk about that in just a second. So tonight, what we're going to talk about is everything that we bought. We're going to show you a lot of, not everything, but we're going to show you a lot of stuff that we bought. Jake is not in the room with us. Jake is kind of like our resident exclusives expert. He had to fly back to the Midwest, Ohio, right? Jeez, is it Columbus, Ohio?
Yeah, he's at a Radiohead concert right now.
Is that what he's
That's
doing?
Why he had to fly back.
He's leaving us high and dry.
But he actually,
for the radio
probably,
fans
out there. The minute he got off the airport, he made us a short little video of everything that he bought, and so that was kind of cool. We'll show that to you guys tonight. So it's everything we bought, everything we saw, because there's a lot of stuff that we saw, a lot of cool stuff, everything we experienced, including the parties and the offsites, and then we will end with some suggestions for things that may not have gone so well. But we do want to say, but the final thing, the best moment of the con, the weekend for each of us. So we want to end on an up note. So make sure you have something that was actually good.
Well, I've got a few. I've got a
mine was
we don't
great.
Usually end on an up note. So but it's going to be a good show tonight.
Anyways, just
usually it's wrap it
let's
up.
Let's take the temperature of the room. How was Comic-Con for you guys this year? It was your first time.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm a hardcore nerd. I think of myself that way.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I mean, I was here in, like, L.A. for 7 years, and I never had someone to go with or knew how it was, when it was happening. And
was he not here when we were going all the time? How long have you been gone from L.A.?
No, he was gone. Because I didn't go till, like, Encino Beyond, and he left before that.
By the way, me and Greg. Greg's my Comic-Con buddy. We've been for how many years?
This was 12?
We've been for 12 years?
This was your 12th.
Wow. Are you sure it's not my 11th?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, I don't know how many times I've been.
Wait, finish your thought.
You could have a 12-year-old Comic-Con kid.
Your first time?
First time, yeah.
What was it like? It was like Candyland? Like overload. I mean, it's just, I was, you know, I had been to WonderCon with you guys, like 3 years ago, but this was just like, the displays were bigger, there's just so many more people, like the panels were super great, you know, it was like I walked multiple times up and down, and I know, like, I feel like I saw, like, 40% of it.
Yeah.
You know, because
yeah.
it was just like,
there's no way to take it all in.
Usually every year we do a 6-week fitness get ready for Comic-Con. Derek kind of leads us in that. We kind of didn't do it this year, but, you know, getting ready for Comic-Con is a real thing.
Yeah, yeah. I was.
You do a lot of walking.
I think I might have been developing blisters. You know, the first day was like so much walking, and then, you know, we were walking all over the San Diego and everything, but it was like worth it.
Hey, by the way,
pain, no gain.
Seventh host member of our panel tonight, who's not mm-hmm. ever showing his face on here, Brad, wanted to chime in and say this was his 19th Comic-Con.
Wow.
And so...
What?
It was pretty cool. 19th. He said it was his 19th time. By the way, Brad, happy birthday early. It starts tonight at midnight.
Oh, that's
good.
Midnight
is Brad's birthday. That's why if you guys have some time afterwards, we're going over to Casa Vega in Los Angeles to celebrate Brad's birthday.
He's turning 78.
At least. All right. So to kick off this week's Comic-Con show, we have this thing called the Con Guys... Wait. Adventures with Con Guy. And we... By the way, let me just tell you guys, we have been cobbling together as much as we could. We have so much to share with you guys this week, but we are just touching the tip of the iceberg. So we have... a little bitty slideshow video to show you about some of the highlights of Comic-Con. Right here.
Ooh, music.
Yeah.
That's their opening night party with Carrie and company.
Oh, I see.
Game of Bloggers. There we are.
With they had a Thanos glove.
Luke has the Affinity Gauntlet.
Jim's got the Affinity Gauntlet.
There's Jim with his blue face.
And there's Carrie. Now, Carrie cannot join us tonight, but she did say
one. Carrie going super Saiyan on us.
Yeah, Carrie. Yeah. She interviewed everybody.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Oh, Marv Wolfman! We met Marv Wolfman! So exciting!
Breaking Bad, yeah.
That's Ben Cleaver. He was on a panel.
Oh, good for him.
Yep. I don't know what that is. Carrie with the Hulk.
Cool. Oh, that's me with my... Oh, in front of the fork. That's it. The good place. Oh, and me piloting the Lego Millennium Falcon. Yeah. And me with Lego Batman. You guys got several of my passions. And there's Neil Gaiman!
Yes, and Neil Gaiman's awesome.
Oh, the Shazam suit? Oh. The side of the Bob's Burgers bus.
That was kind
of. We didn't get on the Bob's
Carrie
Burgers
and Cole
bus.
Bennett from S.H.I.E.L.D. Oh, and Cole, who's that? Who's that?
Deke from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yes. I don't know the actor's name.
I'd have to look it up. He's really fun.
That's awesome. That guy came down from Norway.
There's Matt Ryan, Constantine.
We saw him
Aaron
walking.
Paul. Yep. Signing outside of Conan. There's Conan himself signing for people.
Looks like he was signing a baby.
Oh, that's Leonard Maltin. And there's Lucas.
There's Tawny from that's been on our show.
It's Tawny. And the guy.
That was a little bit, that was the dude again. Yep. That was Scooby-Doo.
Who's that? Peter.
That's Peter from The Room.
Yep.
Oh.
She's from Split.
She's from Glass and Split.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And there's Luke.
These people wanted me to do a prank.
We'll explain a little
Legion
bit more.
Panel. You're going fast on these slides, Jim.
Yeah, I'm sorry. These slides are going fast.
Seconds.
There's so many of them. There's Ben on
there's
his
ben
panel again.
Again.
We'll explain some of these slides when we get to the end.
There's Better Call Saul.
A bunch of handmaids, male and female.
Katie in her kick butt
Katie,
costume.
Nice cosplay.
Oh, it's so great.
Ooh, Double Dare.
Yep. And that's her in her Purge City
Purge
money.
I love the whole Purge City thing set up like a party city.
Golden Girls were everywhere this year.
Yeah.
I love that.
And that's
one.
A creepy Marvin the Martian.
It really was creepy.
Some of the booths that were set up, the Warner Brothers, ABC.
The ABC booth had tons of Golden Girls stuff. That was great.
The
and Alias.
Twins.
And
the twins, yeah. Kirkman, there he is, walking the floor. And that's Carrie Fisher's book, signed by Carrie Fisher. I don't know what that is.
That's the Batman panel.
Oh, that's Isaac and Burt Ward.
Oh, wow.
And Isaac and some stuff.
There's a glare Batman. And I can't see the right side
there's
of the screen.
There's me with Burt Ward.
Yeah. There's the bridge over to the Experience Zone by the Petco Park where you had Ghostbusters.
Stay Puft Marshmallow Land. Yeah. I didn't even see that stuff.
Shark Week stuff. Shark this week was so cool. There we are with the giant shark.
Yeah.
I think we have another angle of the shark. Luke has his hand in the mouth. It's kind of cool. That's the IMDb boat with Kevin Smith. And that's... And that's the end. Right
he was
there.
Interviewing Nathan Fillion.
And the last blue house we saw was the house from Top Gun. It was in Oceanside.
Okay, cool.
We saw it on the way down, so we just had to throw that in there.
Gotcha.
Oh, my gosh. So that was a lot just
so
now.
So that's everything. We just covered it very quickly.
But before we go through and tear that apart, Derek, they're actually we're over the hump of the big Comic-Con of the summer.
Yeah.
So here are the... Oh,
the list is on your computer.
The list
now.
Is on my computer.
That's okay.
Did not have a chance tonight.
Oh.
Can you see?
Yeah. Sorry, Tony, for us moving things around in here.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
Oh, wait. It's okay. And Tony, he's our amazing engineer of the show each week. Always introduce Tony.
Yeah.
He keeps things going here.
Every now and then we hear his voice and he provides useful knowledge. and opinions. All right.
Put a marker in there. He gives you some
people
opinions.
Since we never seem to remember that.
Well, we just got through with San Diego Comic-Con. Coming up next week, because it never stops, July 27th through 29th is RobCon in Bristol, Tennessee. Sure. And also on July 28th through 29th is Midsummer Scream in Long Beach, California, kicking off the Halloween season early.
Yep, check out scareguy.com all week as we lead up to that. And after, I think me and Cheese, are you going down to that?
To Midsummer? Yeah. I don't think so, unless I can get my shift covered.
Okay, so we plan on being down there at least one of the days.
And you're going to be back with the Scare Guy show soon.
Scare right? Guy yeah. show, I think, comes back next week. By the way, Halloween starts next week. Halloween season. Is it nuts? Well, LA it does, with all of us yes. ungrown up
And
adults.
Then the following weekend, August 3rd through 5th, is Comic-Con Honolulu in Hawaii.
Oh, man.
Also, Tampa Bay Comic-Con in Tampa, Florida is also August 3rd through 5th. And that same weekend is also the Star Trek convention in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I think it's the 2nd through 5th.
You reminded me of that last week. I need to put that on the list here so we don't forget talking about that.
And then August 4th through 5th, Plattsburgh Comic-Con in Plattsburgh, New York. Mm-hmm. And August 17th through 19th is Michigan Comic-Con in Detroit, Michigan.
Yep. And it doesn't seem... We say August 17th through 19th. It seems like it's so far away, but it's not. It's only like
that's true. It's not that
4 weeks. So
yeah.
4 or 5 weeks. So that's not that far at all. There's so many. And by the way, again, I always want to say this. This is like 1/5 of the Comic Cons that are listed for this little time frame that mm-hmm. we're talking about here. There's just so many. We just want to kind of give a taste of what's all over the country. Mm-hmm. We just saw some really cool images there, and we are going to talk about those images as we go through. Don't forget what we just saw because it was kind of a Zoom thing.
I memorized the whole video.
it was a lot, but. The first thing we're going to do tonight is the news that came out of San Diego this week. All of us kind of like broke up and went into different panels, different events, and we saw all kinds of different stuff. So we are going to talk about some of the big things, good, both good and bad, mm-hmm. that happened while we were down in San Diego this week. And one of the first, Buffy the Vampire Slayer is being rebooted by Ooh. Joss Whedon.
Ah.
Didn't know that.
Oh, man.
What did you think about that, Greg?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see what they do.
I know. And it's an African-American Buffy this time.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. So that's kind of interesting.
Kind of like Kindra.
Yeah, yeah.
Is she called Buffy?
Yeah, it's going to be Buffy.
Okay.
Anyways, if you guys have anything you want to shout out, I've got a list of stuff we're going to go through, but I know that you guys each were in different panels than
I
was.
Yeah, we're all in different things.
I barely saw anything.
And a lot of the panels I was in were more about looking back and not giving us a bunch of new announcements.
Right, right. Well, some of the cool stuff that happened this week, like, I know the DC panel, the DC Warner Brothers panel, they dropped, all the trailers. They did the trailer for
them. Yeah, it was a two-hour panel.
Were you in there?
Yeah, I was in there.
So describe what happened in there.
It was a two-hour panel, and they had no breaks. They just segued straight. So the first half was WB. It started with Fantastic Beasts. They passed out light wristbands to everybody that were coordinated with the entire two-hour thing, but they were... basically for Fantastic Beasts, because Eddie Redmayne came out and he said Lumos and everybody's wristbands lit up.
Oh, that's cool. Kind of like that concert we went to.
That Coldplay concert.
Yeah. They started with that, and like we got to see like the new trailer, but the highlight of that part of the panel was that Johnny Depp showed up in full costume and did a monologue
as character.
Right? Yes. Yeah.
What's his character? He's the villain, right?
He's Grindelwald.
He's Grindelwald.
Yeah.
And I think we all were hoping he'd be there, but we didn't know, and then we didn't expect it to be in that situation. He did his bit, left, and then that was it. But we were all just like...
And Katie, why was that controversial?
Because of everything that's going on with him right now.
And who else was on the panel?
Amber Heard.
Oh, I didn't even remember. So much stuff happened that my brain exploded as is. Then they did the Lego movie.
Chris Pratt was there. I didn't even know he was in town.
Yeah, and it was a really cute pre-show that I really hope they put on something because it was so cute. They had an animated pre-show for it. They showed, I think, in a trailer for it. I don't know if it was a trailer or it was like a footage.
I think it was rough
footage or something. I don't mm-hmm. know. But they did that. And then their last movie that they did was Godzilla. They did the trailer for that, which you can watch online now.
I saw that.
Yeah, that is a cool looking trailer. Yeah.
King, is it Ghidorah or Ghidorah? How do they pronounce that name? What is it, Greg? Ghidorah or Ghidorah? The three-headed beast. The king of monsters.
I thought Godzilla was the king of monsters.
You're no longer my spirit guide.
Yeah. They announced that, like...
It looks like Ghidorah.
Ghidorah?
Ghidorah.
They announced that there's going to be, like, a lot of the monsters from Godzilla in it. Like, a majority of them.
You got, like, a really quick shot of Mothra.
Mothra.
Yeah.
Which is that
yeah.
Was
where's Kong?
No, Prompt's next. The next one after.
Well, that's the thing. They said there was one. There was one that they didn't mention who's in it. Mm-hmm. So I.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe so Kong shows up at the very end.
Godzilla comes out in 2019, and then Godzilla versus King Kong comes out in 2020.
Mm. Gotcha. And then after that, they did DC. They started with Wonder Woman 1984. Yeah. And they showed us a very, very early footage of just what they've shot because they've only been shooting for 3.5 weeks.
Right.
So it's not really so much.
The surprise of that panel was Chris Pine showed up, and everybody was like, didn't he... Like in the first one, so
he was 50 years prior. So
okay,
Greg, explain why.
Okay, but Steve Trevor has been reincarnated like a dozen times. He's always there
in the Linda Carter version. Didn't he come back?
Yes, in the Linda Carter version, he played his
grandson.
Identical
grandson. Then it was like she had. Her origin story, I guess, was World War II.
Right. Yeah.
And then that show was in the 70s, right? So it was, I guess it could be.
The wonderful, blessed 70s.
That's more like 30
would he
years.
Would be the right age to be the child, the love child?
Oh.
No.
No.
No?
Well, that one, anyway, this one,
there's
no, because.
There's no love child. Did they?
No. Yes. There was a moment.
Yes, there was.
There was a moment.
It was implied.
You probably slept through that.
I slept through most movies.
After that, they did Shazam.
Yeah, that's exciting. I'm super stoked for that. Yeah.
That trailer's online. I was super stoked. Zachary Levi is literally perfect for that role, and I think so even more now after seeing that panel.
And I didn't know much about that character. I'm like, this feels like big as a superhero movie.
That's essentially what everybody is saying, and it looks really cute and really like. Just less dark than every other DC movie we see. And it was a fun panel. It was him and two of the... And the kid who plays Billy Batson as the young version. And then there's the kid from It is actually in the movie.
Is it Jack Dylan Grazer? Is that right?
I forgot his name. But
it was a really fun panel
because they were like... A whole bunch of kids ask questions in the panel, which I thought was cute because it kind of shows these kids now have a superhero that they can look up to in a more real sense, which I thought was cool. And then they ended it with Aquaman and showed the trailer, and they also showed an exclusive, I don't know if it was an extended trailer or whatnot, to the panel. That did not get released, but they released.
And Jason Momoa was there to introduce and talk
Jason
about it, right?
Jason Momoa was there.
Was Gal Gadot there?
Yeah.
Yep.
She was there. Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. So it was a very filled panel, and it was a lot. So... But yeah,
that's cool.
Amazing.
Sorry, Brad's texting me and keeping us honest, reminding us that Buffy is the reboot that nobody wanted, according to Brad. Everybody wanted a continuation of the original Buffy, I guess. But Sarah Michelle
Gellar, like it could have been cool for there to be like a new generation.
I would have loved that instead of a reboot. Yeah,
because it was the idea in Buffy that there was every generation had to have a vampire slayer or something.
What if Buffy?
Well, but they totally. Undid that in the last episode all of the potentials.
Don't ruin it for me, because one of these days I'd love to watch it.
You never saw it?
Oh, you've got to watch the finale.
Was good. It was really good. Really good. So,
I've seen the pilot and I've seen Hush. I think that's basically it.
So, geez, what kind of information came out of the Breaking Bad Better Call Saul panel? Any?
Well, as far as Breaking Bad went, there wasn't that. There's no announcement of any kind of, I know some people are like, are they going to reboot it? Are they going to continue that story? There's no plans of it there. No. But as far as Better Call Saul goes, there's going to be a lot of character type crossover to be looking at. Mm-hmm. Vince Gilligan did say there's no official, Jesse or a Walter White kind of crossover
on
this one. Not yet, but he said... But it is something they could be considering for future seasons. But there are characters or references they make in Breaking Bad that will be revealed in Better Call Saul. So it's really starting to evolve kind of into that Saul character.
Yeah, it was cool. Better Call Saul
Jimmy
is
character.
Becoming that world of Breaking Bad.
Yeah. So is it more of a prequel series then?
It is a prequel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a prequel.
Which is kind of cool. And then George Takei is making a graphic novel about internment camps.
Oh, wow. I didn't hear that.
Interesting, yeah.
That should be interesting.
Because I saw him perform some of the songs from his musical when my family went to a benefit. So I've seen parts of the musical, but I haven't seen the whole thing.
I'm surprised you haven't seen more on that topic
in
American history. I can't think of any movie or...
We brushed it under the rug.
I literally have had multiple conversations about this exact thing, which if anybody ever wants to talk to me about it, that's something that's very important to me. And so I do think it is nice that George Takei is like, you know what? This is our history, and it's not something you guys can... I've asked friends, did you ever learn about this? And they said no.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad that George Takei is able to use that as a platform, and that he's like, you know what, this needs to get out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's using different mediums. Like, he did the Broadway thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the Broadway audience, which is very different than the comic book audience.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in comic books, you know, if you're making a graphic novel, I mean, you can show the darkest of the dark. You can go pretty much any direction you want with a graphic novel.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know, he's definitely going cross different.
George Takei is, he's one of these people, like, who has become George Takei. He's not an actor as much as he is George Takei, kind of the same way that William Shatner is William Shatner. And
he's established.
And rest in peace. Batman.
Adam West
became Adam West. I love the fact that they've done that, and they made platforms for themselves. Yeah. And George Takei is really using his well there.
Speaking of Star Trek,
yes,
I did not get to the Discovery panel because I was not going to be able to just make it into Hall H, I figured. But reading about it, yeah, they have announced Captain Pike is definitely going to... Well, we kind of knew that, that he was coming, that he's going to be there on the Enterprise. In season two, and that we were going to get Spock somewhere in there.
Spock's coming. I didn't know that. The Spock's coming into season two.
I mean, it sounded like he might come up somewhere later in season two. And I think they're actually... Oh. I forget who they said was cast, but somebody is playing Number One, which is the character, the first officer that Major Barrett played in the original unreleased pilot, or unaired pilot that's been released.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Under Captain Pike, yeah. I forget what actress was cast in that role. I feel like it was somebody recognizable.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so...
So who watches Star Wars? Go ahead.
There's the one thing that I was excited about is I saw a preview for Disenchantment.
Oh, tell us about that.
Oh, my gosh. So Matt Groening, I think that's how I say his last name, because I always am like,
it's not spelled the way it sounds.
Yeah, but it's his new show.
It's on Netflix.
On Netflix. It's coming out, I think, it's August 17th or 27th, but I think 17th. And it's Princess Bean, who's a princess who, it's just like she kind of... She can't be queen, or you know, or something like that. So she's kind of going off into finding her own identity in the world, and she's with an elf called Elfo, who's like super naive, and then her inner demon, Lucy. So it's the three of them going on adventures. You know, like I think it's Rough Draft Korea or Rough Draft. The animation studio has been upping their game. They were saying the VP was there talking about the animation style, and they. And Matt said that it'll make Futurama look like The Simpsons, and what they're doing with they're like upping their game with like the world and the mix of 2D and 3D.
Oh,
and
cool.
They showed some previews of it. I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be hilarious. He's like, it's really great to be pouring our heart and soul into something for 3 years that you all are going to binge on a weekend.
Yeah.
Speaking of animation, upping the game. What was the Sony panel? Chris,
They showed some clips from the new Spider-Verse film.
Spider-Man into the...
That's why I wanted to go to that
Spider-Verse
panel.
With
that animation looks incredible.
And it looks so good.
They wanted
to
capture the feeling of being inside a comic book. Like, when he's speaking, his thought bubbles... I mean, the text is written there and handwritten, and it's lettered like it's in a comic book. But the animation, what'd you think of that?
Yeah, the animation was really cool. It really kind of gave it a new look. And the version of Spider-Man that they're doing, which they said they didn't want to do. They didn't want to do the traditional, like, Peter Parker version, but they only want to do it if they did this. But they're also including Peter Parker. He basically faked his own death.
Played by Jake Johnson.
Yeah, Jake Johnson was in there, and he was so funny. Jake Johnson from...
New Girl.
Nick and
Tag.
He's this jaded old Spider-Man, which is great.
And he was there explaining why it was interesting to him to play the 40-year-old middle-aged, getting pudgy around the middle Spider-Man trying to train the young Miles Morales. That was really cool.
Yeah, it looks really good. Like, I love their stuff. I was disappointed when they're taking off Solo, but...
Yeah.
Also, don't quote me on this. Sorry to interrupt, Luke, but real quick fun fact. There's a Spider-Man noir version from the Spider-Verse, which is pretty much Spider-Man in a noir film, in a sense.
Nice.
Think of that. Like, he's got a trench coat and everything, and that's going to be voiced by Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yeah, they did talk about that.
Nicolas Cage is actually doing, like, some sort of thing in this as well.
He's in this as well.
Yeah.
He didn't get to play Superman, so at least he gets to do that.
Wait, I thought they got him as Spider-Man's Go to the Movies. He voice acts Superman in that.
Maybe.
Nice.
I'll double check that
right now. Oh, in the Teen Titans Go to the Movies?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you're talking about.
He voices Superman in that.
That's funny.
That's very... And who else was in the Sony panel?
They did Venom, which looks amazing as well. Like the
we all had these.
Yeah, they gave us these masks, and then when before the panel started,
we are Venom.
They had everybody say that.
Yeah, you have it upside down.
Yeah, you're like licking your nose.
Yeah, he's licking his face. But yeah,
however that's supposed to work.
We all got those things.
I'm gonna do this.
I was a little disappointed. I thought I was gonna get a full mask to go over my head, but
did they figure out how to pronounce symbiote?
Yeah. I don't think anybody knows how
but
to say
it
that.
But he doesn't have Bane voice. That's all we know.
I gotta tell you.
The clips look amazing.
That show, the movie clips got a lot of negative. What was the negative feedback?
Well, the big thing is people don't know how it's going to be to have Venom without Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Well.
The other thing is.
Is Spider-Man going to be in it?
Well. Because that was the question.
Because that's what I want to know.
And they got
they
dodgy
made it
with
seem like it wasn't. On. They kind of were like, no, well, not for this one.
They no, they didn't say that. They said, well, we'd like to have Spider-Man in it sometime. And then someone said, what is Spider-Man going to be part of this? And they all looked at each other like, how do we answer this question?
Peter Parker is going to be in it, I think.
You think?
I think really? So. That's the only way to squirt around saying not Spider-Man.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Also confirmed it is Nick Cage.
Cool.
Nice.
Awesome.
And then,
but the other issue that people have with that Venom trailer is symbiote. Sorry, that's just not how you say that word. Sorry, go on.
And your version is?
Symbiote.
Okay.
How do you say it?
Symbiote? I say symbiote.
You must be correct.
But symbiote is just like you're really forcing the syllables in.
So Tom Hardy was
like saying porpoise.
That's kind of how they pronounced it in the animated series.
Okay.
Well. And it was cool.
Scared Jim, I hope you were on a... Tony, please tell me you had it on Jim's camera.
I think I caught it.
You just got scared, Jim. Do more of that. Scare guy, loud noises, and scream.
I think I got it by accident, too.
Oh, my gosh. All right, moving on.
And then Sunday I went to Supernatural panel, like always.
Anything?
No, they didn't announce anything.
Talked about the 300th episode,
They
though.
Did talk about the 300th episode. They don't know what the premise is or anything about it. It is going to be directed by Robert Singer.
Mm-hmm.
But they hadn't said anything else about it yet. But we, you know, they already had announced it was going to be a shorter season, so it'll be 20 episodes instead of 23.
Does that bode ill for the show?
No. I actually read up on it before while we were in line, and it was actually just a choice that they decided to do because basically Jensen and Jared have families and have a life and a personal life, and they only get 2.5 months off. And so
Jensen started a brewery in Austin instead of asking
for more money like most people would for a 14th mm-hmm. season. They basically were like, we want more time off to spend with our family.
Good for them.
So they're taking an extra like month off, but they're going to do 20 episodes. And then he also said in an article, like, if we do 20 episodes, that might pull a couple extra seasons out that we wouldn't normally do because we have more time off.
Oh, good for them.
He didn't say that they didn't say that in the panel, but no, like everybody was worried that they were going to say this is the last panel, but they did not say anything like that. It was just another Supernatural panel, like always, but minus Kansas.
Well, so, and how impressive that they've gone this far.
Yeah,
and they still mentioned going.
That. Like 14 seasons, that is twice as long as Star Trek The Next Generation.
They mentioned that. They said there will be some returning characters this year. They didn't say all. Hmm. They said Jodie, if you guys watch the show, she will be back.
Oh, good.
But other than that...
Jodie's going back? When are they going to bring
back... They said the Wayward family sisters. Will be in the season, so...
When are they bringing back Crowley? I want Crowley to come back.
I don't know. They did not mention Mark Shepard.
I know that Rowena is coming back.
Yeah, they said Rowena was coming back as well.
Who was on the panel?
It was Jared, Jensen, Misha, and the guy that's the son of Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the four of them, and then the showrunners, and then two of the other writers that are not normally there. And then it was moderated, like always, by the guys from the show that play.
And can we tell you a really funny story about the Supernatural thing? Cheeseman, can you tell a really funny story about the cast of Super... Not the cast, but the fans of Supernatural? What was it that happened?
Oh, that thing that was going on?
So, this happened the night before where everybody camped out under the tents.
Well, it could have been a really funny thing, but they didn't quite, like, follow through with it the way they were going to do it. So, I was walking back. I was dressed as Cass because I'm like, oh, it'd be cool to kind of walk by the fans. But by the time I went by, like, everybody was asleep.
Yeah.
But there was this group of these...
No.
People doing some sort of scavenger hunt, and there was some sort of thing about it that they wanted to, like, let's pretend he's Misha and wake people up and then they go crazy and form a mob or something, and I'm like, I don't know if you want
to win the scavenger hunt. They had to convince everybody that somebody who wasn't a celebrity was a celebrity. So they got Luke.
Yeah, so they got like Misha. But then they just kind of like, oh my gosh, it's me, Misha. Just this like quiet thing, and like no one woke up or anything. They're like, I guess that's all we're gonna do. But they were like hoping to like make this big deal where
2:30 in the morning, and like.
But I'm like, do I really want to wake people up? No, I'm glad it didn't happen. Disappoint them? No, but well, I
I'll post
pull
the
a
video
prank.
On the
yes.
website.
Do I want to scare Jim? Make a little loud noise? No,
no, no, no more of that.
Okay, but remember a few years ago when we did that?
Yeah.
And the girl was almost in tears. Get yeah, your autograph.
He sent me
like a pizza box or something.
Pizza box.
Okay, but like.
We saw you guys in line that year.
And but, like...
You were dressed... You guys were dressed
I
up
I just have
like
one thing. Mm.
All right, go ahead.
Misha wouldn't be dressed as Cass.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, she knew he wasn't Cass.
I know, but I'm saying, like, if they want to convince someone that Luke's Misha, like, he's not going to be dressed as Cass.
He'd come running, running by
and jogging towards. It happened at the Scooby Natural thing, too. Is like, some girls look... Ah! Like looked over for a split second from like far away
at the Paley Center when Luke went dressed as Cass then as well. Yeah. People thought he was Cass. Anyways, we do have to kind of move on here because we got a lot of stuff together. But real quick, if you're fans of Star Wars: The Clone Wars, Dave Filoni was there and he celebrated 10 years of it. And what's
the announcement? Bringing it back.
Yeah, they're bringing it back.
What?
Yeah, Clone Wars is coming back. For a new season, it's going to be on Disney's streaming service. Speaking of streaming services, DC Universe started theirs, and it's how much?
$7.99 a month, and that's. Okay,
it was $74.99 for like, but it's for 15 months, so it'll take
you. Oh,
you
can do that too.
Yeah,
okay.
So it'll be like 15 months.
Interesting.
So, did anyone go into the offsite for that?
No.
Okay. Anyways,
I registered. I didn't end up going.
Oh, Supergirl is getting the very first transgender superhero on TV, played by Nicole Maines, and Chris Klein has been cast as Cicada, the villain for season 5 of Flash. Oh, and here's something cool. Fear the Walking Dead teased that there will be more Walking Dead crossovers.
Interesting.
Which is interesting. Yeah. I think they need help. Ryan Reynolds admitted that, yes, Green Lantern and X-Men Origins Wolverine were not good movies.
Were you in the panel?
Did they say
that in Deadpool 2?
Were you guys in the panel?
No, I didn't see
it. Oh, man, this little kid, this kid asked a question every panel I saw in Hall H. He had great questions, but he said...
Is that the one that was, like, super awkward that always got
up?
Like,
he was really awkward.
The front of every line.
He was always, like, I think he might have had, like, a slight, like...
Learning disability.
His dad was somebody, like, high level, though.
Yeah,
but he asked good questions. Like, it might take him a second to ask him, but he did.
He was hilarious.
He asked, he said, Ryan, which do you hate more... Green Lantern or X-Men Origins. And he was like...
I saw the video of this.
And he was like, well, it's not that I hate them, because they're good jokes for Deadpool.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, it was a really good question. It was really funny. And a lot of kids asked questions, and Ryan Reynolds was like, I'm suddenly starting to regret my choice of language at the beginning of this panel, because a lot of kids under 15 asked questions, which was interesting since it's a Deadpool panel.
So. All right.
Yeah.
So, we're going to move into the stuff we got. It's the stuff we got, stuff we saw, stuff we experienced. Stuff we got, we have a video that Jake put together. These are the exclusives, and here we go.
He's wearing a t-shirt with your face on it.
I just got back from San Diego Comic-Con, had a great time hanging out with everybody, and I want to show you a quick video of my haul that I picked up this weekend. So from Super 7, I got the glow-in-the-dark Misfits Fiend figure.
I love that.
They also had at the Universal Studios... Bodega Monstor from Super 7. They had this really cool reaction figure.
So I
picked up the creature from the Black Lagoon. They also had these fun blind boxes of the alien, the original alien, and you could see there's different colors that you could have gotten.
It's a Xenomorph.
I got being this
it is Xenomorph,
color, and it's like kind of brownish kind of color there. So pretty cool. From Gentle Giant, I got these nice pins. So there's a Porg pin. These were exclusive also for the San Diego Comic-Con. I got the AT-AT pin. I picked up this cool Creature from the Black Lagoon patch one of those.
That's a patch?
It's a patch.
That's cool.
I saw that. I also picked up the Marvel Legends Ant-Man figure. I haven't seen it in the store yet, but the guy selling it had a decent price.
He's got a very goofy face, the Paul Rudd.
I also got from Storm Collectibles the Mortal Kombat Ermac figure. This was an exclusive to the con this year. Very cool.
Cha-ching, I also spent got like $300 so far.
Yep. Pop Enchanted Tiki Room vinyl figures.
Got the first wife. His first wife.
And the guy was selling it at his booth.
Hi, Lisa.
Mentioned your wife.
Fun. I got the Star Wars Black Series.
I love this so
Han Solo and Minock set.
Yeah,
I love this.
Look at that reveal, though.
Yes.
That's great.
Very cool.
Because you might not open
that. I also got the NECA Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle 4-pack. Really awesome set. I love how it looks like the VHS box.
Yeah, it does.
Open awesome. It up, and it's got all four turtles in there, how they appeared in the 1990 movie.
How did you get all this stuff
This
on?
Was a really cool set. It's sold out fast. I'm really glad I got that.
What's this?
And finally, the number one thing I was looking for and I got was the Gentle Giant Jumbo Bubba Fett.
Wow.
Figure.
So this is a large really action awesome. Figure. I was able to get a hold of this. So
that probably
really cool. So anyways, thanks for watching the video, guys. Be sure to subscribe to the Con Guy for all your convention needs.
That's right.
We'll see you next time.
All right. Thank you. He's, the Jacob Assistant is his personal
Instagram
account.
And YouTube.
Yep, so be following Jake. He is always pretty busy. All right, let's start. Where do we want to start? With
a stack of things
right so. Here, and unless we can't talk about them too much in detail, but let's show this stuff off.
I got this cool tie, which, you know, I mean, it's nerdy, but it's cool, meaning that I like it. It's got a quote from Sherlock Holmes: "The world is full of obvious things which nobody by any chance ever observes," and it's got artwork of Sherlock Holmes and the Hound of the Baskervilles. It's designed by Cody Vrosh, like was this that. Artist who had a lot of hand-designed, screen-printed ties and T-shirts. And there were others, like Gentleman Dinosaurs, and then a cool design of Mjolnir and stuff like that on ties, which this would be a great conversation starter, I think. And then, let's see. I went by the Christian Comic Art Society booth, and for $1, they had Bible Man minifigures that were, like, not officially Lego, but Lego compatible, which is, like, so... If you've ever seen a clip from Bible Man, it is painfully cheesy.
What's his Willie Ames?
Willie Ames. Yes.
Charles in Charge.
Yes.
One of the biggest mistakes the Christian evangelical community in America has made, in my opinion. However, I had to have one of these minifigures, which was awesome.
It makes better minifigures than movies.
Yeah, I'd say. Still, worth having. The next thing is a gift for my sister. So, Danae, if you're listening or watching, skip ahead.
Hi, Danae. But,
Hi, Danae. How you doing?
And 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, okay. The ABC booth had tons of great Golden Girls stuff. So I got this journal for my sister to add to
Golden
her
Girls
present.
Were everywhere on the floor.
And I also got little buttons. They were giving away the little buttons. But it's Golden Girls Day is July 30th.
It's July 30th, Golden Girls Day?
Yeah, apparently.
I saw action figures of the Golden Girls, and they were amazing.
I saw a skateboard of the Golden Girls.
And which, by the way, that would be an awesome group cosplay for the Con Guys to do. I'm just saying. I'm Dorothy.
I'll be Clooney whenever he was on.
It's another great badge that I got.
It's Facts
actually,
of Life.
I thought it was on Golden Girls.
A different group of four women.
Same this, thing.
Wow. My wife went to the Battlestar Galactica panel, and she got this pet button that said, "Frack yes."
That's awesome.
Which is great. That's mostly, I got other stuff, too, like some artwork and stuff, but some of it I couldn't find when I came out here. There was another artist who was doing crayon drawings. You would pay him $1 to draw a little portrait of you in crayon.
Oh, cool.
So I got a couple of
those. Oh, I saw those. Those are really cool.
Yeah, those are great.
Okay, so I went to the Purge City pop-up, which if anybody was following the outside Comic-Con stuff, they basically set up a Party City-looking thing that was outside, looks said Purge City, and it's basically a Purge pop-up shop for people who are prepping for the Purge.
Great idea.
Waited in line for 2.5 hours.
Promoting the new TV series.
Yeah, the new TV show on USA.
Yeah.
So basically, waited in line for 2.5 hours. It was right next to Petco Park. When you got in, we showed a picture of it earlier, they gave you 20 Purge City dollars. And with that $20, you could buy anything that they were selling in the store. But you couldn't actually spend money. So I gave like 12 of my dollars to one of the guys that was with me. Who loves The Purge. So I just got something for myself and then gave him the rest of the money. But I got a candle, and it says 12-hour Purge Emergency Survival Candle. And on the back, it says all the hours of The Purge. So, like, you know, it lasts
It takes 12 hours to burn.
Yeah, it's supposed to last 12 hours. So I thought that was a cool souvenir.
Yep, turn off the lights and just go in the basement.
You might not be able to see it, but I got this little artwork that... It is Celine Dion with Deadpool. So I thought it was funny. By an artist named Celine Shoppis. I don't know how you say her name exactly. But when I look for artwork, it has to be either like cute, beautiful, or funny. And I went funny with that one. And then there's another artist who I bought something from last year. His name is William O'Neill. He's known as the Gentleman Nerd, which I think is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And he draws pictures on book pages. So he finds book pages of that particular character and draws the character on it. Oh, cool. So I got Wicket, cool. And it's on a page from the Return of the Jedi book. So that was my... And then I bought... It's really popular to buy grab bags. So yeah. I decided to do...
It's a mystery box.
Because I couldn't find anything else I wanted, I decided to do a mystery box this year, which they sell so many of these things. I know. Like,
yeah. So what's in them? I'm so...
What's in yours?
I want a mystery. Okay.
Yeah, what's in your mystery?
I just want to take the risk myself.
You can't
wear
our appetite like that.
Yeah,
I wanted to know what comes in these things.
I wanted to get a Harry Potter one, but they didn't have any more Hufflepuff boxes, so I didn't get it. So I got Supernatural. It had a... I guess it's a cigarette case or business card case, but it says it's just the Supernatural logo.
Cool.
It has, like, buttons, pins, mm-hmm. a wallet... Oh, and these ones are usually like $15 at like Hot Topic.
Okay.
A keychain, a little mirror, and then it had a belt that says "Get in, loser, we're going hunting."
So, that's so cool.
I thought that was funny. And these, yeah. I've been to the Style and Booth, and they're like $30, so not bad. And then I got a lanyard. So
that's cool.
It was $50, and like. The stuff in here, it's over $50 for sure. Sometimes they have T-shirts. You know, it's always random.
Are they all the same, or are they?
No, I don't think so. They just throw like all the stuff in a box, and you get what you get. And they had
a Back to the Future one.
Yeah, they had Jurassic Park. They had Jurassic Park. They had Back to the Future. They had Marvel.
Yeah, there are always
they had
so
Deadpool.
Many.
They even had Arrow, which I thought was surprising, but like because I've never seen like. Stuff like that for Arrow. They even had like they had so many ones at the Stylin' booth, but they have other ones like Dragon Ball Z, mm-hmm. and then they have ones that are more expensive, so you can get like $50, $100, whatever. So I did spend $50, and it was fun.
That's cool.
I was gonna try to like not open it and reveal it here, but the nerd in me couldn't do that.
Of course,
yeah, I don't think I could have resisted.
So. Isaac, what did you get?
So I haven't bought these, but I'm planning on it because I'm like I'm going back to Columbia. But I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to have
to. South America.
Yes, actual South America.
Yeah.
And, wow. But from Cryptozoic, there's two games that I really want to buy. One is the Pickle Rick game.
Yes.
And it comes with a Pickle Rick case. It's that big.
Oh, wow.
And you're the characters. I can't remember all the ones, mm-hmm. but, like, that he's fighting, like, in the game, in the episode.
Jaguar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jaguar.
Jaguar. Oh, yeah.
And so that was like, I can't pass up a Pickle Rick. And then they had a game called the Pantone game. And so as a designer, that's amazing. But what it is you have Pantone swatches and you have to combine them to make like, you have like maybe five colors and you make Princess Leia or the Hulk. And you have to like assemble. It's sort of like a puzzle game with Pantone. So it's from the design nerds. That's actually really amazing. And I think actually a good thing to use for... my interns.
That's awesome.
But then Artist Alley was amazing. You know, and I think what the cool thing about it was you just get to talk to all the yep. artists and, you know, and I got Vintage Cheeks, the art of Sean Galloway, who has like this awesome, just amazing style. It's like super dynamic. I mean, look how he's like drawn like Spider-Man.
Yeah,
it's cool. You know, and it's like and we were chatting it up. Actually, we're probably going to even meet this week. Some collaboration.
Cool.
And so he gave this to me. So it was like I got it as a personal gift from him. So I'm like, yeah. But it was really cool. And then we got Nightmare Before Christmas comic book number 0.
After the 25th anniversary.
Yeah,
that 25th anniversary panel was really cool.
Yeah, yes. Like hear all the behind the scenes
and Neil Gaiman.
Neil Gaiman was the unannounced guest.
Yeah.
I mean, a host. Yeah.
He was the moderator.
Yeah, moderator of the panel, yeah.
It's funny them talking about like hollowed out eyes or button eyes are super creepy. And like he directed or made
Coraline. He's the writer of Coraline. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love how they asked him how long it took him to write that and he said, "Oh, about 10 years, but I wasn't really writing it for those a lot of that time." Yeah.
So, anything else?
That's about it. I didn't buy a lot of stuff just because I'm mm-hmm. I'm having to travel back. Yeah. But
I don't know how Jake got all this stuff home. Speaking of taking the stuff home, Greg, who will be traveling back to Tennessee tomorrow, what did you get?
Okay, so I got a couple of T-shirts.
Oh, I forgot that. I'm wearing my T-shirt I got, too.
But...
Oh,
they had cookies.
Oh. Yeah, it's a young Kylo Ren talking to Leia.
Yes.
That's great.
Because of the phrase... Come to the dark side.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And then.
Oh, I wanted this shirt so bad. He got it at the Bodega. Super
yes,
7
I did.
Bodega.
Super 7 Bodega.
They didn't have it in my size.
I heard.
I know you
love it. A really cool thing that I got is this pea coat.
Oh, is that from Hero Within?
Yes,
yeah. Show them in the back, the stitching.
If you look in the back on the shoulders,
that's great.
It's Batman.
And where Greg comes from, it does get chilly in
the
big part of the year.
You actually have a chance to wear a peacoat.
Yeah, show the inside of this. This is Tony Kim's line, The Hero Within, and this is an amazing...
He's been on the show before.
Yes.
And he just got the license for Marvel.
Yeah. So a whole new line. So this is... That's amazing.
Oh, wow.
Love that.
Oh,
that's great inside.
Yeah.
Wow. It's got utility pouches.
It is. It's a great...
No, that's awesome. That's a nice jacket.
Of course, the Batman coat is going to have lots of pockets. That's great.
That's great. That's awesome.
Shark repellent right there.
Please buy some Batarangs.
And I like that Bat logo is kind of the style from the 60s Batman, too.
Yeah, you can find really good sweaters and jackets at Comic-Con.
Yep. Yes. Oh, by the way, this shirt came from Hero Within. This is from Tony Kim's line. Yep. I mean, I got it last time, but still. Nice. All right.
Cheeseman. No comics for Comic Greg?
Cheeseman. I know, this time.
I'm disappointed.
Cheeseman, I didn't this time.
Jeez.
I got like 40.
All right. Well, you saw I got Saul at the panel for the Breaking Bad. Little free giveaway. Let's see it. What else we got here? So Legion gave out this nice shirt from the weird mustache characters that were in season 2. So they handed these out at the end of the panel. There was also a little patch came with that, if I can find it.
Deep down in this bag
somewhere.
What'd you guys think of the bags this year?
I'll find it eventually.
I'm really mad because I got a bag for the Meg, and I was like, whose choice was it to put that on a bag?
Oh, I would have loved the Meg!
Well, I have it still, and my friend, the one who I gave my Purge dollars to said he had a Supernatural bag, so we're supposed to trade.
Okay. What else? What you got there, Cheese?
I'll pay you. Alright, there was the patch that came with the Legion panel as well, and got a few free couple comic things on the floor, Comixology and the Dark Knight's metal.
Cool.
There's like a Superman poster thing here that folds out.
Anything else?
Don't take too much time. And I got, well, this Batman shirt.
I was going to say, you
guys... tank top. Sorry I didn't get much sun at Comic-Con. And I didn't get a chance to work out, so I look a little more like the Marshmallow Man right now. But, got this really cool Iron Man.
That's great.
And this Jurassic Park hat.
On your head.
But last but not least, so my sister and her family gave me $50 for my birthday, so I'm like, I'm going to spend at Comic-Con. So I got this special print of this Amity Island Jaws poster here where it looks like a deep fishing thing. If you look at the water here, it's actually a shark.
It's the shape of a shark.
Oh, that's great. Brody. Yeah.
And Hooper there fishing, so it's this really cool looking thing. And on the back, on the floor, they gave away this glass poster.
Oh, yeah,
they had
the
panel there, which
is
a great panel as well.
Yep.
M. Night was there, Samuel Jackson. Yeah.
Did we mention that trailer is online now?
Yeah, that trailer is also online.
Which looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I watched it online.
Anything else, Cheeseman?
Just my Comic-Con badge.
All right, cool.
All right, speaking of the DC Universe, there was one thing that was super cool that I learned about it, is that it's not just like a DC Netflix. It has comic books as well.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Yeah. So, like it's going to have, like, decades past comic books, but it's going to be curated.
It's digitized, right?
Yeah.
Digital comic books.
Yeah, so it's not just Netflix and it's just, okay, well, there's the superhero shows. It allows you to, like, catch up with, like, you know, like, kind of give cursory, like, in-depth kind of, like, explorations of the comics. So if you're like, oh, what's Nightwing? Well, you can check out the Nightwing, like, comic books.
I love that they're including comics as a part of the base of what they're continuing to do going forward.
Well, also, I don't know if you guys noticed it, too, but they're adding some sort of social media element to it in a sense where they're trying to create a community through this platform. It's not only all the films and all the shows that are going to be coming out along with the comic books, but it's also going to be interactive where you're going to be able to comment on the things that you view and watch, and also possibly, I think, like when you see the trailer when it dropped for the DC Universe Online, it's meant to encourage fans to actually get together and like plot things together in a sense and do like meetups and stuff.
Cool,
I love that.
Cool. And Jim Lee was confronted about lying about. Like, would you ever put digitized comics on, you know, online or whatever? It's like, oh, that cheapens things. And he's like, well, you said that, but last year's like, well, obviously I lied. I couldn't, like, we were developing it. I couldn't release it right now, so.
All right, guys.
Sorry I lied.
So we got to hurry up. So real quick, I also got the creature from the. Oh, let me look here. Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Oh, there you go.
All right, I
you
got that.
Something.
I got that. I got no, not that. I got some some really cool comic books from Boom. Let me lean into the. I went to Boom. I don't know what that is, but the woods. The woods, because I was kind of speaking with the editors over there about like what would be something interesting, something a little bit trippy, mm-hmm. something a little bit out of the ordinary in the woods from Boom Studios is something they suggested, and then this. Oh,
oh yeah,
sorry,
here, let's put it up here.
Can you hold that up?
Yeah.
All right. And then, Coda. This, I have no idea what this comic book is about, but it has some of the most interesting artwork.
Wow.
If you ever get a chance to look through Boom's website and check out some of their super original artwork, you guys will love it. And we had the chance to speak with them quite a bit while we were there. So,
this is based on the album by, who did Coda? What 80s band had an album named Coda? I'm joking anyway, and it's not landing because I can't remember. So talk about something else. Change the subject.
I was trying to think about it because there's only two of us from the 80s in the room, and we don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
And then I got a lunchbox featuring King Kong. I am
That's cool.
So,
that is
really I am cool. really excited about this. I love collecting some of these little lunchboxes like this just because they're just kind of cool to have. I don't take my lunch to work in them, but...
Yes, you do. You have a thermos.
I mean, I do take my lunch in my nerdy lunchbox.
Do you really?
So, yeah.
Anyways,
Jimmy's Lunchables for lunch every day.
I also got a couple of...
That's great.
And if you look, which side is it? Oh, you can't see, but there's the T-Rex fighting Godzilla.
I hear a thermos
in
there.
Anyway, so that's what I got. Plus, I got a couple of T-shirts, and let's move on to the stuff that we saw. We have a video really quick... Anthony, I know we only have a couple minutes here, but this is the cosplay that some of the highlights of what we saw. It's kind of cool.
Wow. Who took that one?
I don't know who took that.
So I think if you're going to do a shirtless cosplay, you should do some body paint.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's some cool body paint out there. I love that one.
And
it was so good.
Sucking in a beer.
Oh, I don't know what that... How did I... There I am with the Cobra Kai. Cobra Kai.
Dressed as Jim.
That's a cool whatever that is. Thanos.
That was Thanos.
Yeah, it was great. Glasses. That's a dad and his daughter.
Junkrat.
Yep.
There's Owen and Joker.
Yep.
Owen and
X-23.
Aquaman,
Wonder Woman.
And Aquaman.
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 And he's from... Is that
Bird Person?
I think it's Bird Person.
Yeah, Rick and Morty or...
Yep.
Yes.
That glare on the screen again.
The
is
same ladies here are the same ladies there. So they had a great cosplay.
They do group cosplay.
Guinan and Picard. Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Oh, and Deadpool. This is going kind of... Deadpool with the bouffant.
And high heels.
There's Katie and her group. I don't know who
Some
that
classic
is.
X-Men.
Yes.
Pink Panther. I love that one. Katie, great cosplay, Katie. Thor and
Loki.
And that's the big thing about Marvel characters.
Star-Lord.
Yar.
And a Trekkie.
And Spider-Man dissolving into dust.
That is terrible.
There's Tom.
Oh, my
gosh.
The Black Panthers.
Oh, that's my friend. My friend was one of the Black Panthers in that picture.
The Guardians characters. Silver Surfer, that was
really
good.
Oh, yeah, Silver Surfer we saw out on the street. Yeah, he was good.
John Hammond!
John Hammond with Owen.
Oh, that's great.
That's
Pennywise and
Georgie.
Cheech and Chong.
Was that the Georgie with
the... And the Incredibles.
Was that the Georgie who had her arm cut off?
Yes.
I saw a Georgie with her arm cut off, and I was like...
We're going to go straight into the things we saw and experienced. So the things that we experienced would... Because one of the things we do want to, when we talk about the things we saw and experienced, we get to do a lot of parties. And Anthony, you have some pictures that came to us from Brad Everett Young. And if you could show those pictures. But while he's getting those pictures ready, the thing that today is Brad's birthday. And as a birthday present, look what just happened. One of Brad's photos. It's on the front of Variety.
Whoa. Wait, really?
So, look at this.
This is
wow,
real.
That's real. That really happened. So,
Brad, congratulations.
Congratulations.
That's amazing.
Brad. Good job,
birthday.
Brad.
So look on the screen. So I think we're showing this right here. This is one of Brad's pictures. Is that Riverdale? The Riverdale cast, I think.
No.
Is that Colton Haynes?
Yeah.
I can't see it from here. Yeah,
it's Colton Haynes from
the movie.
He's from Arrow and Teen Wolf.
Yep, cool. There's Jared and Jensen from Supernatural.
Yeah, Brad takes pictures for a lot of actors.
And Misha, and then the Misha from Supernatural.
Brandon
Routh
on the right, and I
Is it Legends of Tomorrow?
Yeah, that's the Superman from the one we don't remember.
Yeah, but he's on the CW.
Yeah, he's on the Legends
of Tomorrow. So Brad is allowing us to kind of premiere these tonight. Mm-hmm. He's going to be making a really cool gallery. He took these at the Entertainment Weekly party down at Comic-Con.
Several different parties.
So, anyways, let's come back to you guys. So what is it, if we had to say some of the best, coolest stuff that you saw and experienced at Comic-Con this week, what would you say starting right here?
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
Well, we already talked about having Neil Gaiman hosting the Nightmare Before Christmas panel. Mm-hmm. Starship Smackdown was fun. It always is.
Yeah, yep.
Got to see a panel with Jim. That was fun.
Oh, yeah, I did a panel. That's why I have this here right now.
His own little name thing, telling him to watch his language because there are kids under 18. The most amazing...
I got really naughty.
I guess the most amazing and surprising thing that I saw was Nichelle Nichols out on the sidewalk. I'm still recovering. I did not have the guts to say anything to her because I know if I tried, my lips would suddenly stop working and I'd probably collapse into a sobbing heap. And also everybody was moving and she was going the other way, but I was like, I was freaking out on the inside and didn't say anything until some woman behind me in the crowd was like, that was Nichelle Nichols. And I was like, I know! Why is no one else freaking out? For those who don't know, she was Uhura in the original Enterprise crew on the original series of Star Trek.
Amazing.
And really television history, because she was a black woman in a major role. And
in the 60s.
Not just a major role in the show, but also she was one of the commanding officers on the bridge of this starship.
She wasn't just eye candy. She was someone there.
Yeah, she was intelligent. She was an expert.
Yep.
And as this TV legend goes, she came under a lot of pressure, a lot of attacks from a lot of people for whatever racial reasons and stuff, and she was about to quit the show, and from what I understand, Martin Luther King Jr. himself wrote her a letter saying, no, you're inspiring millions, stay there. Hmm. And then later, Whoopi Goldberg wanted to be a part of The Next Generation because she admired Nichelle Nichols so much, and that was how she got written into the show after, I think, maybe the second season was when she started. Nichelle Nichols, just besides just being cool because she was in Star Trek, also inspiring because of so much of her story that went on. And I saw her, and I almost hyperventilated.
Okay, so we got a brown paper bag.
Yeah.
All right, since we are running shorter in time, let's kind of zip through here.
I went to the Anything Goes panel with John Barrowman the first time, and honestly, if you guys ever had a chance, he does them on lots of cons all over the country. He does his panel. You will laugh. You will, he's just so funny. He also sang two songs, and, it was just fun. Don't go if you're easily offended by language, because it's literally called Anything Goes, which is literally what it is, and it's a great time.
Should I tell my story?
Tell your story right now.
Okay, so for those of you that remember me being here a couple weeks ago, we made Batman Dance Party, 3D animated characters all dancing, about 40 heroes and villains, all...
It went viral.
For one, I can't tell exactly what, but we've had some meetings with people because they like our stuff, and meetings about maybe more stuff.
A lot of people down at Comic-Con.
Yeah, we had some meetings at Comic-Con, which was super cool, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. We were at dinner, and then Luke messaged us saying hey, by the way, there's the Batman 66 panel.
Yeah, I just looked at the program there's a chance Burt Ward could be... Then it's maybe the Boy Wonder himself will show up. I'm like, okay, I'm going to this for sure.
Yeah.
And then I text them. I'm like, I'm going to this if anybody else wants to join.
Yeah, as soon as I saw that, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go. Because I guess they've got an exhibit in Hollywood with a bunch of the memorabilia, sets, costumes.
These guys have been.
Original costumes, kind of stuff. Props.
And they're going to extend it now.
So far. Yeah. Oh, good. And so I went there, and Burt was there, and they were, just talking about the whole thing. They had the, I can't remember his name, but the voice actor that played the Riddler in the new Caped Crusaders animated movie.
He was there,
Who was amazing sounding. And so we're talking, and I was like, okay, they're going to ask a question. I'm going to have to ask a question. I got to do this. And there's this moment where there was a lull. I was like, anyone have any questions? And there was just silence. I'm like, I was like... He had talked earlier about wanting to do a Batusi day, something with dancing. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, can you explain that? What is that? And so we started talking about that. He said it's a personal project that they want to do after Adam passed, that they want to just bring happiness to people.
Mm-hmm.
And where everyone's dancing the Batusi for 3-4 minutes, and they're going to bring prizes by Batmobile, maybe Batcopter. And I have a follow-up question.
And they're like, another question. And then Bert's like, you, what's your follow-up question? I'm like, well, I have a 3D animation where we animated the intro and have all the characters dancing.
Like,
come up
and meet me after. Yeah, like, what?
I'd love to see it. I'm like,
so, like, I'm like, let's get up there as soon as it's done. So they're taking the group shot. And then, like, me and Isaac are, like, there immediately when he's walking off stage with his manager. And his manager seemed a little bit, then Bert was just, like, right in there. You showed him the video.
Yeah, I gave him the card.
So he saw the video.
I gave him the card. And, well, and
watched it there right
and he's
in front
watching
of you.
It with me. And, like Luke's like, photo, little video. Yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah. Thank you. And then he's like, well, I'd love to talk to you more because Tracy, my wife, has been writing some songs and everything like that. And I was like, and so he gave me his personal phone number.
I love that. He's got like, a personal phone number.
I was thinking
he's
going to write down an email. And I was like, wait, this is the phone number. I have the number to the bat phone.
Yeah.
I'm going to be calling him up. I'm like, hi, Bert. I was like, bloop, 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 bloop.
All right.
You know.
I think that is probably the coolest story. Yeah. No one's going to top that. We were all kind of there to see this happen, and I just got to give him props when it happened. But that, I'm so happy for you. That is very amazing.
He was in bad heaven for at least like an hour.
That night, I was like, my heart was racing. I kept being like recounting it to everyone that was there. I was like, did you see that happening? Like, and it was so amazing.
It's really cool because this video that you guys made, that your company made, you know, is really a stepping a doorway into probably some really cool, exciting stuff. And it was cool to for us all to kind of see that kind of come about.
Yeah,
so congratulations
really
on that, Greg. And what was one of the something you experienced? One of the best things. We gotta keep it going. Oh,
gotta be wrapping it.
That's strange. All right.
All right.
Okay, real
this
quick.
This is good stuff. Yeah. This is good stuff, yeah.
An evening with Batman's brain.
Through me.
Lee Merriweather,
yes.
The Catwoman
Another
from Batman
66 cameo.
Was there. She is such a classy lady. She mm-hmm. is the yep. epitome of class. It was really cool. So they one of the questions was, you know, it's a psychology panel. So can Batman ever be happy? So all the experts are saying, no, no, no. And they get to her and said, could your Catwoman make Batman happy? And she just turned and looked at him and said, of course she could.
And Luke, you know Lee Merriweather. You've worked with her.
I worked with her very briefly on a short film, but she was like amazing. She went around, we didn't even ask. She handed everybody on set like a picture of herself as Catwoman signed by her.
That's awesome. And we're going to. An awesome moment from you, and then we have one kind of suggestion for you. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I think we could kind of...
Oh, if you take my moment.
But I'll kind of, like, I really did enjoy the glass panel. That was really cool with, like, Bruce Willis, M. Night, and all that. But the Halloween moment, definitely, and I'll let you talk a little bit more about that. But, I mean, I already talked about all these great panels I went to, but, I mean, the Halloween and the footage they showed definitely... Mm-hmm. That was, I'm like, this feels right, and it had, like, the old music in it, but...
I'm going to talk about that in just a minute, because
we got the photo of you with Burt Ward also.
And meeting Burt Ward, meeting... That probably was my favorite moment.
Yeah.
It was just getting a photo with him and just being that close to, like, meet him and, like, yeah, get a picture. I'm like...
And real quick, before we close the show, Katie, you had... Maybe suggestion for come or at least a gripe.
Well, it's just like, okay, so you guys all know, if you pay attention to the show, that there was a lot of stuff with Hall H last year that I was a part of. They did fix some of the issues. Like, they had different lanyards, I mean, different wristbands every day.
Oh,
so you guys
there.
Can see they're all different types, so you can't fake, you can't copy them. So good. My only one thing that I didn't
like
is that...
But they used to RFID scan, right?
They also RFID scanned your badge, but I don't actually know if they... stopped anyone who didn't have it. I don't know for sure, but they didn't run out of wristbands, which was odd. Obviously, the lack of Marvel and Star Wars meant that people could walk into Hall H on Saturday, which was never happened. But that caused them to still pass out wristbands all the way up until 7:30 when you're supposed to come back, which means that people who got there at 6 o'clock in the morning could go and pick up a wristband and potentially be in front of a line of people who came over the night before.
Yeah.
So I do think they need to. My biggest thing is. They need to pay attention to the letters and actually utilize the letter system, because I feel like that's the most fair way to do it, because then it truly is first come, first serve when you got your wristbands, and first come, like, if you don't get there past a certain time, like, you don't get it, but, like, hey, A comes at this time, then we let him B, then we let him C. If you get
Sounds
here
logical.
After this time, you can't show up. Or at least start a separate line for the people that are there in the morning, because it just, it kind of just... let people cut, and when we were getting our wristbands, they were like, no cutting, so it was kind of like, but wait.
Yeah.
these people got here in line, they don't have a wristband, you just gave them a wristband, and now they're in front of me. So, a little nitpicky thing, but I don't know if I'm going to do Hall H anymore.
I was about to say, if they don't fix something, like...
So she says.
So she says. Honestly, I really wanted to cosplay more, and I didn't because of Hall H.
Well, it's one of those things, you have to make a choice.
Yeah.
If you do Hall H in normal years, like, and I would say this was a little bit of an off year as far as the Hall H line, because they were much shorter. Either they fixed the camping out problem.
Yeah.
Well, it depends when you go to, because a lot of times they'll empty out after the big ones, and then some other stuff will be going on.
Oh, it emptied after
between.
DC.
But the thing is, many times, if it is a DC Marvel day, year will probably be, people are in Hall H all day, and so you have to either do Hall H or do the rest of Comic-Con. You can't do both of them.
But they're not good at getting people in there fast, because there could be 1,000 seats in there, but you still got to go like an hour before just because they let such a small group in at a time.
Yeah. I really had a problem with the way they were letting
groups
in this year.
They need to build a bridge, literally, over it, they don't have to stop the traffic either way.
Because like me, you and I got separated at one time in Hall H. I had to leave and come back. But there were hundreds and hundreds of seats still left in Hall H, but they weren't letting people in.
Yeah. So, 1,000.
But anyways, we do have to move on here. Yeah. Listen, anything else real quick that could be improved for next year?
Leave your toxic fandom.
Yeah.
Like, because the thing is, there was a thing about, like, Tom King, who wrote Batman 50, the Catwoman Batman wedding. Mm-hmm. And, you know, by now we know that, like, it didn't happen. Well, he actually had a bodyguard with him because he actually received death threats.
Oh, my gosh. So ridiculous.
You know, and it's like, come on.
So ridiculous.
You know, like, and the thing is, like, he explained his whole thing, and he, you know, it was talking about, like, how he, you know, the people that were feeling that pain, because he wanted... You know, there's Bane who's going to break Batman.
Yeah.
So he took him through an emotional journey. But I think that people, like, it's like, hey, just remember that these are comics, these are stories, you know, and also, like, be cool. You know, everyone there at Comic-Con is super cool. Yeah, but the fact that, like, Tom actually had to have, like, a bodyguard, you know, that's, like, that's not the spirit of the con.
And,
that's
true. And our show, we've really been trying to push that.
And I did feel like people in general were, like, very friendly about things while we were there. I didn't pick up... I didn't feel like there was any kind of toxic fandom going on. Even, like, when... you had volunteers telling people to not go certain places. I felt like people had really good attitudes about it, and that was a great thing to see this year.
Yeah, the problem is online, and there's actual research. The problem is there's no eye contact.
He was telling us about this.
Yeah, I've heard of this.
There's actual scientific... I'm a licensed counselor, so I go... Yeah. I'm a geek in this realm as well. Actual research is the lack of eye contact. Mm-hmm. You cannot be that vicious to another human being when you're staring them in the eye.
And that makes a lot of sense. And Greg, we need to have you back and just to address this head on at this time to wrap the show.
That's a great place to end, though.
Well, we have one more. Yes. One more thing we have to say.
Yeah.
And next week on The Scare Guy, we're going to go deeper into this. But I said going into this weekend, there's one thing I have to see, and if I don't see it, I will not be happy. Well, I would be a little bit less happy. Of course I'd be happy. Yeah. That was going to be Jamie Lee Curtis making the triumphant return to the stage, Hall H, as Laurie Strode for the movie Halloween. I was within minutes of not getting into that panel.
It was close.
It was because I still had this complaint. They weren't letting people in. Weren't letting people in. But
we were literally 20
by the grace and glory of Jesus Christ, I got into that panel. I was on my knees praying, please let me into this panel. I got to tell you, it delivered in every way. That footage we saw, describe
the
footage
real quick. It was amazing. They basically, there was a single shot kind of establishing him in like the neighborhood on Halloween night, and it just felt kind of like the beginning
the original
of
movie.
Halloween 2, like that one scene, but it had, I don't know, it felt more like the tone of the first one, and it was just... It was really good.
Yeah, it was
and
really
the music, because they brought John Carpenter back to do the
John
score
Carpenter's
again.
John Carpenter's back. They had the Halloween music. They had the opening. They showed us the scene, one long shot, just like the opening scene of the original Halloween, and Jamie Lee Curtis on stage. And the best moment, my best moment of the entire Comic-Con, and it was not going to be topped. We have this on our website. When a fan came up to talk to Jamie Lee Curtis and said, because of her portrayal of Laurie Strode, that he was able to survive an attack at his own home with a knife.
They cut the power.
They cut the power, and this guy had a knife, and he grabbed knitting needles, just like Laurie Strode.
And then went out screaming in the streets into the neighbors. And got rejected by the neighbors, but at least got out of the house.
He was thinking, what would Laurie do in this situation? I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm not going to be the judge, because he broke down, started crying. They stopped the panel.
She came to the side. They put on the big
screen. She came down off the panel and grabbed this guy and hugged him and just... It was an emotional moment.
And she started taking photos with him after.
And she took, yeah, awesome. And then they got, and you know what? That to me was the essence of Comic-Con. You don't see that thing, that kind of stuff happening almost anywhere else. I loved it. I can't wait for Halloween. Watch the Scare Guy next week. Thank you for tuning in this week to theconguy.com and to our ConGuy Comic-Con wrap-up show. We had so much fun. We're so tired. We're going to go out of here. Where can everybody find you guys online?
I'm Derek Sams. You can find me on Twitter at ConGuyDerek.
Katie, you can find me on Twitter at KT_Christine or on Instagram at Katie's Fairy Tale.
I'm Isaac Woodby. You can find me at Facebook, Vimeo, and Instagram /MonsterTruckNinja.
Yeah, you can't find me online.
And I'm Cheese Man on the Couch. You can find me on Twitter at Cheese on Couch and on theconguy.com and the Scare Guy next week.
All right.
Whatever it's next.
Yep, next week the Scare Guy. You can find me at theconguy.com and on Twitter at theconguy.com. You can find Fry Guy at ConGuy Jim. Please tune in next week for the Scare Guy. Halloween starts next week. This has been a great San Diego Comic-Con season. Same time next year, guys. Bye.
Bye. Next year.
For producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.